everybody to Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza Etepu, everyone. Happy Het Heru Day. It's a beautiful day, and I'm just so happy and thankful to be able to spend some time with everyone. I have got a surprise for you. You know, it's the weekend, and everybody likes to party on the weekend. Well, I got a party for you. I got a party for you. Okay, so you want to make sure that you stay tuned. I just want to announce a party's going on tomorrow in New York, and we're going to tell you all about it with my special guest. It's going to be the host of this party. My special guest today is Queen Mother Mashtaam Amen. Right, Queen Mother Mashtaam Amen is having a party tomorrow on Saturday. We're going to tell you all about it. I've also got, as my special guest today, she's going to do the honors of introducing Queen Mother Mashtaam Amen. Shekem Hussein Bide, she's a priestess with the DC Gnome of the Osera Set Society, and I'm very honored to have her on as well to do the honors again of introducing Queen Mother Mashtaam Amen. Just want to say Hetepu and Netarak to both of you ladies. Thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Truly an honor on my part. Shekem Hussein Bide, again, I want to thank you so much for agreeing to come on and to do the honors of introducing our guest, the guest of the hour, or shall I say, for the show today. We're going to be talking about the party that's going to be going on in New York tomorrow. Would you be so kind as to introduce our special guest for this evening's show?
Sure, I would love to thank you again for having us on today.
Sure.
Queen Mother Mashtaam Amen is one of the Queen Mothers of the Osera Set Society International, which is a pan-African society with branches and affiliates in over 40 U.S. states, as well as London, Trinidad, Bermuda, South Africa, and Ghana. Now, you may know Queen Mother Mashtaam Amen as the founder of the Heteru Healing Dance, but she started out as an aspiring actress and a singer, and realizing that there had to be more in store for her, she began studies that eventually led her to become a queen mother under the tutelage of her teacher, Ra'un Nefer Amen, the renowned leader of the Osera Set Society International. Now, under this tutelage, she was able to expand her latent business talents, starting a health food store in New York, which was one of the first African-American-owned health food stores in the black community. She expanded her Chefa brand to include a vegan restaurant. She also penned her first cookbook in 1994. Now, from the beginning, she has always known that she wanted to work with women. And throughout the years, she has realized this dream in many ways, including spending over 30 years counseling women. And in this time frame, she came up with the Heteru Healing Dance while she was doing her nightly meditations, just beautiful, flowing movements, began dancing around in her mind, and she took notes, copied them down, and those became the formation of the Heteru Healing Dance that we know and love today. Since that time, she has cultivated and refined that dance into a healing and rejuvenating dance workout, and has performed the dance outside the U.S. as well as across the country in multiple states. She has also helped women with their reproductive health, healing themselves from childhood and adulthood traumatic experiences, all utilizing the Heteru Healing Dance as that vehicle. Now, if that wasn't enough, she teaches classes and counsels on male and female relationships, enabling hundreds of women and men to develop harmonious relationships with their mates and reinstitute the fundamentals of sharing between one another to reach a common goal. Now, she, I know that's a lot, right? But she also has even authored a second book called The Heteru Healing Dance, 11 Movements of Peace, Pleasure, and Healing. And we know that she's determined to contribute to the well-being of others in the years to come just by the history of what she's done so far. But on July 15th of 2017, she introduced to the world the Hetaru Healing Line Dance. Yes, a line dance with brand new music written by Ra'un Nefra Amen. And using this new and exciting platform, she's on track to bring the peace, joy, and healing of Hetaru Healing to everyone out there.
Wow. I am very, very honored and humbled to be able to do my part in helping to spread the knowledge concerning this dance phenomena that's sweeping the world. And, you know, when you talk about dance and healing, and I want to bring Queen Mother Mastam into the discussion, it's an awesome thing to be able to dance and heal at the same time. Queen Mother, welcome to Jawanza for Life. It's an honor. And that's a rock. Thank you, New Simba Day. Awesome introduction. Welcome, Queen Mother. Welcome to Jawanza for Life. Hetepu.
Thank you. Hetepu, how are you?
I'm awesome. I'm excited just to be able to have this opportunity to help spread it is that you're doing that's helping to heal the world. It's an awesome, awesome thing. And so now have added a new component to the Hetaru Healing. Now you have a line dance. You know, when people normally think of the line dancing, you know, they think of the Soul Train line or, you know, the line dancing that they know where people are, you know, bopping. And to get this together, if we could touch on this aspect of the Hetaru Healing, when you have sisters dance together has in a dance, a choreographed dance, that's very harmonious. And for many, many years, there's been friction between sisters, you know, when it comes to whatever the case, to be sisters, you know, fighting over men or, you know, dealing with other issues, whether it's insecurity or whatever. There's been some disharmonious interaction between sisters. But to have a line dance with sisters, whether it was choreographed, a movement, healing movement, you talk about the harmony that promotes just even amongst us as it heals the body as well?
Well, you hit upon something very, very important, because when I first started doing the Hetaru Healing Dance, I did it in Milwaukee and Chicago, and we were doing it for maybe about 25 minutes to an hour, and the sisters began to really feel good and feel wonderful and felt like that they can just, you know, rule the world once again. So after the dance, two of the sisters came up to me and they said, "Thank you, Queen Mother." And I said, "Oh, you know, you're so welcome." They said, no, thank you." And I said, "Oh," and they said, "Yes," because the sister and I haven't spoken to one another for 20 years, okay? And we were doing the Hetaru Healing Dance, and when we opened our eyes, we were looking at each other. We did not know that one another was coming. And she said that at that moment, I knew that I needed to embrace my sister, and she needed to embrace me, and we needed to heal regardless of what happened in the past. You know, a lot of things is about men and relationship and, like you said, fighting over a man and stuff like that. So they, and to this day, they are friends. And two months ago, I gave another Hetaru Healing event, and they came together from Milwaukee. They flew all the way to that particular event. And, you know, from very young, sisters are really taught, women, daughters are taught to be jealous, to be envious, to be competitive, against one another. And, you know, so we need to really look at what we're doing and what we're teaching and how, what signals we're sending to women and our daughters, so we can better our relationships, not only with sisters, with aunties, with with grandma, you know, women, period. Mm-hmm. We don't even listen to the elders anymore like we used to, you know, and mm-hmm. that cuts you off from some of the greatest knowledge and wisdom that you can ever learn from your elders, especially ones who are the wise elders. But we don't get counsel from them anymore, and that destroys generations of families and well-being and health and family.
You know, and, you know, that's just a taste of what this dance promotes, what it can do in terms of facilitating healing. So much more that it can do in addition to what you just mentioned. I mean, just even in healing relationships, mate relationships, I mean, just healing the body, healing the womb. I mean, I just got finished, everybody, reading the book, The Het Haru Healing Dance. And just there's so many testimonials in this book about what the dance has done for people. Okay, and just after people have started, after people had started doing the dance, and just the profound changes that they had made in their life just as a result of consistently doing the dance. Again, I want to definitely let everybody know about the party that's taking place tomorrow. But, Queen, can anybody do this dance? Because I'm sure there might be somebody out there that's listening
yes.
to the show. And it's like, oh, well, I'm... I don't know if I can do the dance. I'm past the age of dancing. Can anybody do this dance?
Yes. I mean, I can say anybody can do the dance. I mean, of course, if you have problems with your knees or your back is out or whatever, I would, you know, say you should be very cautious. You know what I'm saying? But we have people doing the dance who are, you know, 60, 50, 70, 75, 80, and my mother's 90, and she's
wow.
you know, doing the best that she can do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the dance, it brings a very joyful note to tune to your life. You know, Het Haru, the healing dance itself, is responsible for joy, for inventiveness, for social harmony, but the most important thing is her power to harness peace and joy. And all these particular attributes are within you. It's nothing foreign. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to, you know, buy it. You because you can't find joy and peace and things anywhere. It is within you. Because if you go to find joy and peace, and go to the movies or a relationship or a party when you don't have it anymore, then you're going to be upset about it. So you have to learn to generate that joy and that peace every second of the day, you know, and not let life situation, you know, get you down, because it says stress is number one killer. So therefore, why indulge in something that's detrimental to your health? The joy, what I want women to know and men to know, that the joy is within you and you can generate it any time, any second of the day. And the Het Haru line dance just helps you, you know, it describes for you to healing to the right, healing to the left, you know, raise your hand, you know, bring heaven down and just, you know, harness that joy that naturally lives in your spirit and your being. So you don't have to go anywhere. Nothing can give you joy. Nothing can make you happy. You say, oh, you don't make me happy. That's too much for somebody to make you happy. You know, we have to do every day, you know, see what you need and, you know, anticipate this. No, you make you happy, and you bring that joy and that peace to that situation. Even if the person is, you know, not feeling well, acting up. You don't have to act up either. You can be kind. You can be peaceful. You can be joyful. You can be sweet. And this protects your health. This protects your mind. Because, you know, when you get upset, sometimes you can say things that you want to snatch back. You understand what I'm saying? So it's best to calm yourself down, be peaceful, and proceed in kindness.
You know, this is such an empowering dance. You know, to help remind you, is peace. That your nature is joy. You know that to be able to do this dance and to be constantly reminded you're enjoying the dance while you're healing yourself, being reminded of your divinity, and just that constant reminder. It's healing. I mean, and to the mind, the body, and the spirit. You talked about stress. I mean, and to be able to eliminate stress, not to reduce it, but to eliminate it from your life, and having to be able to dance your way into a much wholer, a healthier, you know, more constructive, you know, more positive lifestyle is awesome. I want to tell everybody how they can take advantage. If you're in the New York area, or if you're in Philly, or if you're in D.C., you know, go on up to New York, because there's going to be a party tomorrow. And it's going to be the Heru Healing Line Dance Party, okay? So we're going to tell you how you can take advantage of that. That's, again, tomorrow. That's December the 2nd, Saturday, December the 2nd, 8 until 11 p.m. Of course, that's Eastern Standard Time. The cost for that is only $15. So, again, that's the Heru Healing Line Dance Video Screening Party. And that address is going to be at 982 Clarkson Avenue, and that's Brooklyn, New York, okay? And, that's 8 to 11 p.m., only $15. It's going to be vegan cuisine, and if you want more information about that, please call 718-9-3199. Again, that's 18-469-1-99. There's going to be new music again, like Shechem Newsom B'day mentioned. Shechem Raun Nefa Amen. Oh, I've gotten the opportunity to hear just a little bit of that. And oh my God, that that is awesome. So you definitely want to make sure that you're there. Again, children are invited, men, women, and children. It's a family affair. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you're a brother, Don't not come because you figure this is just for the sisters. Brother, if it's for the sisters, it's for the family. Trust me. Again, if it's for the sisters, it's for the family, because you know she's going to share it with the family. The children are going to benefit. You're going to benefit. Of course, she's going to benefit. So I know where everybody's going to be tomorrow from 8 to 11 p.m. Again, let me give the address again. That's 982 Clarkson Avenue, and that's Brooklyn, New York, from 8 till 11 p.m. Only $15. That's like $3 $5 bills. I mean, you blow that, okay? Instead of blowing it, spend it on positive, okay? You can get your vegan eat on, all right? And for more information, call 718-469-3199. Again, that's 718-469-3199. Queen Mother, my son, my man.
Let me just say one thing. At the end of the dance, the brothers join in and they dance with us. So there is a part for the brothers to come and dance with us. And we will have entertainment also, as well as vegan cuisine.
You know, that has got to be something. And that's, again, promoting the harmony in the family. So it's not just a woman thing. It's a family thing, so the brothers get to join in as well. That's all the more incentive for you, brother, to go out there and support your sister, your wife, your mate. And, again, bring your sister. Bring your blood sister. You know, she might need some healing. Bring your blood auntie, your cousin. I mean, it's not just for your mate. Bring the sisters in your family. Brother, if you're hearing this interview, share it with a sister. Queen Mother, my time, my man, I want to thank you for your offering of this dance and then this new component to the dance. Now it is a line dance. Okay, wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Any words for our listeners before we go?
You know, the best thing in life that you can do in your family is to create the most sweetest, positive, beautiful environment that is just so much peace and joy and love and kindness and healing. And that is our responsibility to do that so the family can flourish.
I want to instruct everybody, inspire everybody, encourage everybody. Also, the Queen Mother is an author. She's written an awesome book called The Haru Healing Dance. The book is out of this world. I'm going to tell you how you can get that, too. Call 718-469-3199. You didn't know she was an author, too? Absolutely, an awesome author at that. Het Haru Healing Dance. You want this book? You need this book. Call 718-469-3199 and see how you can get this book.
And
I know where you're going to be.
Also. There's a DVD of the book.
Oh, and a DVD.
That goes with the book, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shaq, I'm sorry. Paul Watts, I want to say thank you again for your offering to the world with this healing dance, with the line dance party that's going on tomorrow. And will you be taking this to other cities as well as New York?
Oh, yes. We're definitely going to, you know, after tomorrow, we'll be able to schedule some different dates in other cities and internationally also. I know they're calling me from Trinidad. I'm going to go there and dance with my Trinity brothers and sisters in April. So,
all right.
You know, so I just have to sit down and schedule it. As soon as I get past tomorrow, then I can focus on that. And plus, I'll be back on your show. So we will be announcing it on your show. So.
Absolutely. We've got a surprise for you all. We'll tell you. I'll keep you posted on it, everybody. We've got a surprise with Queen Mother Mashtai, my man. You get ready because it's gonna be very healing. I tell you that. So we got a surprise with Queen Mother Mashtai, my man, coming up on Juwanza for Life. So definitely stay tuned, everybody. You can follow this show, okay, on Blog Talk Radio. If you just follow the show, then every show that we do, you will be notified of the time and the date, and then you can tune in and you can share the links with other people. Queen Mother, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be my special guest today. I look forward to speaking with you in the very near future, and I just want to thank you again. I say a Netra Rock to you, of course, to Shechem and Shechem, Dr. Rahul Nefman the First, to all of the Orwals and Orwats and Shechems and Shechems of the Osiris Set Society. Thank you for the work that you do in helping to heal the planet.
And,
I certainly
appreciate it. Thank you. And one more thing, Dr. Rana Fuman, he gave me the idea about the line dance, so I have to give him that credit. He gave me that idea, and I took it and ran
mm-hmm.
with it. But it was his idea.
Wow. Have a wonderful time tomorrow. I won't personally be able to be there in my physical form, but my spirit will definitely be there. Okay?
Thank you.
So I'm going to be in my spirit. I'm going to be up there dancing with y'all. So have a wonderful
okay.
time tomorrow.
Peace and love. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace and love.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you. Peace and love to
everyone.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay,
thank you
bye-bye.
For accepting the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing. Everybody, that is Queen Mother Mashtai. Amen. Oh, my God. Y'all ready to party? Okay. Well, the party's tomorrow. Remember back in the day they used to say, where the party at? Well, the party's tomorrow at 982 Clarkson Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. And that's, again, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's Saturday, December the 12th. Cost is only $15. It's going to be vegan cuisine. It's going to be entertainment. And if you want more information, that's 918-469-3199. Again, that's 718-469-3199. It's the Het Haru Line Dance Healing Party. You don't want to miss it. Again, oh my gosh, she's written an awesome book. You got to get this book. I'm telling you, it's healing for the family. It's the Het Haru Healing Dance. The author is Queen Mother Mashtai, my man. And if you want to find out how you can get that book, then you call 718-469-3199. As we just alluded to, Queen Mother's going to be back on my show. And it's not, I don't even like to say my show. This is our show. Okay? We're one, right? Isn't that the law of Osiris? Okay, we're one. So this isn't my show. This is our show. So Queen Mother's going to be back on our show very, very soon, and we've got something very, very special lined up for you. We'll tell you all about that in subsequent shows, okay? So thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, do your part to invite everybody to the party tomorrow, okay? Again, the party's going to be in New York tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Share this show with somebody that you know in that area. And again, if you're in D.C., hey, you need something to do, ride on up to New York. Okay, you're in Philly, ride on down, you know, and make this party a real party, one to remember, all right? So, until the next time, everybody, my name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for your time. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more.